poignant illustration that people's experience of Black Pete can be determined by their skin colour. Today, in a country of approximately 17 million people, more than 3.5 million are either foreign-born Dutch citizens or children of non-Dutch immigrants. Many are angered by accusations that Black Pete perpetuates racial stereotypes. More than 2 million people have liked this petition supporting the tradition. Others, like Michelle, are making more permanent statements. This determination to protect Black Pete is, for some, derived from fears about immigration and the ensuing erosion of Dutch culture.
There are a lot of cultures coming in here, and we are very easy to a lot of cultures, but they are saying now, hey, stop your own cultures.
But the UN's letter to the Dutch government argues that sometimes cultural rights can be in direct conflict with human rights. One of its four authors believes that the image of Black Pete perpetuates racial stereotypes.
You can understand, I think, easily why Black people feel offended. It's really the hair which defines to be Black. And I think a lot of white people don't understand that it's really such a... You don't mess with Black hair. They have suffered from this inferiority for so many centuries, and I think the last thing we should want is to remind them of that past.
The Dutch government has so far rejected international calls to intervene to change Zwarte Piet's appearance. The majority of people here celebrating this event feel there are no racist undertones. The UN's view, though, is that just because something is invisible to you, it doesn't mean it does not exist.